Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and Russian T2 use.
We're with you on 2.
Tina, good morning. Our Russian colleagues are interested in using T2 from 1845 to 2045 GMT, so I wanted to check if that would be okay from the crew's perspective.
No issues from us, absolutely.
Super, thanks very much.
Fuel station 2 for Microscope.
We are with you on 2, Zena.
Hey, good morning, Huntsville. Microscope is set up.
And we copy. Give us just a few minutes to get some commands set, and then I can move you into that next activity if you're ready to go early.
Sounds great, and no rush. I'm super flexible, but I'll be ready when you are.
And we copy. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Zena. We have gotten all of our commanding in place, and we are ready to start early if you want, but we are also good to go per the timeline.
I'm ready. Let's get going. And I'm getting lab camera 1 set up. Let me know if you like that view.
Excellent. We are getting that routed right now. And we have Dylan. She is standing by on Space to Ground 2 for you. So whenever you're ready, you can contact her right here.
Copy and thanks. Dylan, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Zena. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you? Thanks for coming in early on a Sunday.
Oh, of course. Happy to be here. We're excited to see these cells that you seeded last week. Thank you for working on a Sunday.
Yeah, my pleasure. I'm actually really pumped to be using a microscope in my current job. It's been a while.
Good. I'm glad. And we just got the view from the camera, and that looks great.
It is. Thanks. I'll get going in the procedure. Dylan and Huntsville, station on 2 with a question, step 5.3.
Go ahead, Zena. What's your question?
We're just having an astronaut moment here. How do I set the view to photo?
There is a knob kind of near the bino lenses that you can turn from bino to photo. Sometimes it's hard to see.
Oh, I see it. Thank you so much.
No problem. You're not the first with that question.
That makes me feel better.
Good. Yeah, it's hard to see sometimes.
Okay, Dylan, next question. I'm in step 6.2, and I see power off camera as an available button. I don't see power on camera, which makes me think the camera is already powered on. Any...
Affirm, yeah, looks like whenever we used this last, maybe the camera was left on. No worries, it is powered.
Okay, sounds great. I will skip to 6.4.
Perfect. And then whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and grab the vented bag from table 4.
It works. Then I've got the plate installed, and noticing a lot of bubbles. We'll try to avoid those when we do some imagery.
Copy that, and yeah, as much as we can avoid the bubbles, that would be great. Big picture for you today, and we are going to start with the 2X objective and image the 4 quadrants of all 4 wells, and then we are going to switch to the 10X and find a few spheroids per well to image.
Okay, sounds awesome.
And it looks like the view is pretty bright, so if you can turn the light down a little bit so it's more of a grayish background rather than white, and that looks like a good light setting. And Zena, just for your awareness, to explain what you're seeing here, those the black circles are bubbles, the kind of squiggly artifacts on the right of the screen, that's just something on the membrane, and then all the little dots are what we care about today. So go ahead and navigate to the upper left quadrant of well alpha, and then once you are there, we'll get everything in focus and then take a snapshot. And that looks great. You can go ahead and take a snapshot.
Yeah, thanks.
And next, go ahead and navigate to the upper left quadrant.
Okay, copy. I think I'm in the upper left.
That's me mixing up my left and right. Sorry. Navigate to the upper right. My mistake.
Perfect. No problem. It's early.
And that looks great. You can go ahead and take a snapshot. And then just for your awareness, I am going to lose you for about 20 seconds. In 20 seconds, you can go ahead and keep going with this flow.
Okay, copy. Sounds great.
And Zena, I'm back with you, but I don't have video for another 2.5 minutes. But you're doing great. Just keep on going and let me know if you have any questions.
Perfect. Just took the bottom right corner, heading to the bottom left.
Copy.
And Dylan, definitely a lot of bubbles, especially in the bottom left. Would you rather have some of the edge of the tray in view to maximize cells?
Yeah, that's okay. We'll do some of the side in view. Better to maximize cells for sure.
Okay, perfect. Found a little flash. I think that's our best spot in the bottom left.
And yeah, our video came back a little early, so that looks great. You are good to move to well.
Perfect.
Bravo. And before taking any images,
moving to Bravo.
Bravo, go ahead and select plate map and select well Bravo.
Copy, makes sense.
Oh wow, lots of bubbles on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to maybe bias a little bit more towards the center of well Bravo rather than the upper left.
Sounds like a great plan.
Same for lower right, just trying to maximize cells in view in this bubble party.
Copy all.
Oh, wow. Yeah, lower left is basically nothing but bubbles. I'll try to find a spot for you.
Yeah, copy that. Huge bubbles. Thanks for finding a good spot.
I think this might be the best we'll do. I'll take it.
Okay, you are.
Okay, I think that's it for Bravo. Moving to Charlie.
And Zena, the science team is very happy with how these cells look, so you did a great job on your seeding.
I'm so happy to hear that. Thanks, guys. Okay, that's 4 quadrants for Charlie. Moving to Delta.
Copy that.
Okay, I think that is it. All 4 quadrants of all 4 wells.
Perfect. Next, go ahead and grab the phase slider and slide it into the slot into the middle position.
In work. Okay, we're in the middle position.
Copy that, and then go ahead and switch to the 10X objective.
We're on the 10X objective.
Copy, and then you'll probably have to up the light setting here a little bit. And then, Zena, if you could just do a tiny bit more light, that would be perfect.
You read my mind.
And that looks perfect. Go ahead and navigate back to well A. And then we are going to look for spheroids in each well and image those. And that one in the bottom center is what we're looking for. If you could center that in the view and then get it in a good focus, and then you're good to take a snapshot.
Copy. Sounds great.
Okay, great. And go ahead and find 3 more in this well.
Copy. In work.
And it looks like there's probably one in the middle right there. You'll just have to change the focus. Oh, you're on it.
Found him.
Perfect. Looks great.
Taking some cell selfies.
Cell selfies. I love that.
Okay. I think that's 4 total for Alpha. Any others you'd like to find in here or move to Bravo?
I concur. That's 4. You can go ahead and move to Bravo.
Happy Bravo. How do you guys feel about these 2 little spheroids? I know there's kind of a bubble nearby, but I at least want to take some images.
Yeah, those look good. Let's take a picture of those.
Sounds great. We'll call that a target of opportunity, and if we find 4 more, we'll be happy. But I'll at least get 3 more.
Good. And actually, I forgot to remind you, but if you could click plate map and select Bravo.
Cool. Thank you. Good catch. Sorry about that.
No worries. And just a reminder, too, to help you find spheroids, that you can play a lot more with the focus and go into different planes. So, yeah, the spheroids are probably really spread throughout the well there. So any you know, using the focus to play a little bit more could help you find some more spheroids.
Hey, that makes a lot of sense. Okay, I'm getting maybe a little trigger happy with Bravo. How do you feel about Well Bravo?
That's great. We appreciate all the images. You are good to switch to Charlie.
Thanks. Look at that juicy one. What a specimen.
Yeah, that one's very nice. And Gina, I think that is plenty of pictures for Well Charlie. Thank you. You can go ahead and move on to Well Delta.
Okay, Kathy, thanks for cutting me off. I could probably do this all day.
We appreciate all the extra pictures, but don't want to take up too much of your Sunday.
Likewise. Okay, Dylan, how are we feeling about Delta?
I think we are good. You got plenty of images. So you are good to take the BioCell out and put that back in its vented bag and take the BioCell back to Sable.
Okay, copy. Will do. Okay, Dylan, we've got the vented bag back in Sable, and I'm ready to pick up in step 12.
Copy all. Sounds good. You are good to pick up in step 12. And thank you so much for all your work today. You are a pro at the microscope, and the science team is super happy with the images you took today.
I'm so happy to hear that. That was a lot of fun for me. Thanks for letting me take part in this experiment. Oh, and hey, Dylan, question for you. Do you know the next time we will be using this microscope, we may ask if we can stow it a little more accessibly, if it'll be soon? We'll put it back where it came from.
I believe the next time is on Thursday.
Okay, copy. That's great to know. Thank you. Huntsville Station on 2 for microscope stowage.
Hi, Gina.
Hey, I'm so wondering if we could possibly keep this microscope in its foam clamshell in the lab or somewhere a little more accessible in PMM since we'll be using it again on Thursday.
And Gina, let me check on that for you.
Thanks so much.
And Zena, we are back with you on 2, and your next activity is going to be a reposition, so we're actually not stowing it today. We're just going to reposition it for future ops, but we will definitely take what you said into consideration when we do stow it and make sure it's somewhere a little bit easier to get to.
Ah, copy. I do see that next on my Optimus timeline. I should have just read ahead, but copy in. Thank you. Still station 2 for Sable shutdown and startup.
Go ahead, Zena.
Should I hit start Windows normally? I think I did not correctly do the safe shutdown of Sable.
And yes, please, Zena.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that.
No problem.
This is the station on Space Ground 2 for our next PO event.
Go ahead on 2.
Is it possible for us to do that ceremony in gym instead of lab? Or you prefer to do that in lab?
Yes, we are good with doing the PAO event in the gym.
Okay, understand. Yeah. I'm going to set up that camera, gym camera 1. So please check the camera view.
Copy gym camera 1. We don't have KU just yet, but we will do that here shortly.
Thank you very much, Jessica Ford.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2. We now see you in the gym. The view looks good, and we're ready for a 10 count when you are.
Okay, stand by.
Okay, the 10 count was a good lip sync. If we could actually tilt the camera down just a little bit, I think that would, PAO is requesting a slight adjustment. Thank you.
Tilt it down a little bit, okay. Probably I'm going to take out some of the PCS, which is right now broken, and make sure the flags are right orientation. Thank you.
That all sounds great. And Kimia, the view looks good, flags look great, so we are ready to go on time.
Thank you very much for confirming, so start ceremony on time. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2, it looks like the camera in the gym got bumped a little bit. It's a tad bit wonky now, if you can, yeah, exactly. And then the flags are cut off a little bit. That looks perfect. Okay, bring it down a little bit more. We're happy with that. Thanks, y'all.
And Houston, thanks for getting the camera angle right. We're going to have a whole bunch of people here, so they're probably going to bump it again. So please do help us to get everything straightened out before we start the event. Thank you.
And do. Station Houston on 2. We are 5 minutes out from the PAO event. Yes, 5 minutes. You got it. Station Houston on 2. The camera did get bumped again. If y'all could give a...
We have one more flight, so then we'll definitely listen and appreciate your advice. But we're afraid that if we fix it, it'll get broken one more time.
Totally understand.
And Houston Station, space to ground 2.
Go ahead on 2, but we just had a KU handover, so we don't have it back yet.
Okay, let us know when you have it back and if there's any suggestions for the camera, and then also when we can start. Thank you.
Okay, Mike, we will take one more tilt down on the camera just a bit, and then we can start on time here in 20 seconds. Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
Yes, we are ready for the event.
Please begin the change of command ceremony.
Thank you. Dear friends and colleagues, Expedition 73 on ISS is coming to the end. We spent 8 amazing months on board station, and we complete flight program. We celebrated many significant dates and events, starting from Easter, then 80th anniversary of Great Victory, the 50th anniversary of first international space flight under Apollo-Soyuz program, and 25 years of flying ISS on manned mode. All these times, our crew has been working as a great team, friendly team. Everyone was shown best example, best qualities to achieve a common result. And we are happy to be a part of this great team. We are being replaced by guys who also well known, and we are confident that the work on the station will continue on the best traditions. We know Michael, he is so experienced, and according to the tradition, I would like to say thank you all ground support team, our relatives, friends, and the colleagues in training and control centers around the world. And let's start endeavor. From the tradition, I'm going to give Michael a crew from station. Please keep it yourself, your crew from station. Keep it. And may I hand over microphone to Michael King. Oh, Michael King, sorry.
Sergei Nikolaevich, thank you. Thank you for your leadership, your professionalism, and thank you to you and to Johnny and Alexei for bringing out the best of the rest of our crew, not just in the friendly nature of working together as we have. This has been a great crew altogether, but also in how we've worked really well with our friends on the ground. And so thank you to the ground, all the ground teams in Moscow and Houston and Huntsville and Scuba and Munich for all of your great support for this Expedition 73. For Expedition 74, my goals are simple for the crew is that we take care of each other. We take care of this great International Space Station, and we continue working well with our ground teams. We would like to show this example of what humans have been doing aboard the International Space Station, working together for these past 25 years. And with that, the big honor, I'm going to count on all of you for your kind support, but I accept the command of the International Space Station, and thank you for your trust. And now, I'm commander. And my first thing to do is to celebrate something. Today is the anniversary, 60th anniversary of Gemini 7. And that was a big deal for the American Space Program. They were going to go on a really long duration mission of 14 days. And amongst us here, we have a man who's flown for 600 days in space. And Sergei Nikolaevich, I would like to present on behalf of all of your friends, your family on board, the 600-day patch. Congratulations. You stand as very few humans. You float as very few humans for having such experience. I look up to you, and I think we all very much appreciate everything that you have shown us along the way. Thank you very much. Sergei, пожалуйста.
I forget the unofficial sign of your commander. It's a crown. So would you like?
Thank you very much. I'd like to pass over the microphone to our newest crewmates and work our way to Johnny and Alexei at the end. These are really emotional times for all of us. It's our official, not goodbye, but do svidanias.
Sergei, Alexei, Johnny, it's been a real privilege flying with you. We got to know you guys as backups, and it's been wonderful spending this time here on the ISS with you. You guys have set an example for how we want to complete the rest of our expedition. So thank you and safe travels.
Что я могу сказать? Я могу сказать вам только хорошая работа и встретимся в скором будущем на Земле.
And we're looking forward to working with such an amazing team. But for those guys who are coming back home, we know as an excellent crew, and we waved your goodbye on Baikonur launch pad, and we saw you roaring into space, and now we have you here for a short period of time, just a handover, and we're happy having you here, safe and sound, passing all the entire expedition on a very high level, and we are in. We will watching you coming back home, expecting your safe landing, and you know, expedition is not over until you are home. So we will wait your. We will wait you being home with your relatives, families, and you know, your friends. So it's what an honor to fly with you guys. Thank you so much.
And Kinia,
Sergei-san, thank you very much for your great leadership, and Alexei-san, Johnny-san. I'm so happy to working with you. You guys actually showed us very great example and set great culture. So we're going to actually take over and follow that actually example. I feel a little bit sad, but yeah. I just want to say thank you very much. Спасибо. Безопасного пути.
Mike?
Johnny, my classmate, my friend, we interviewed together. It's just unbelievable to share this with you. Thank you so much to all of you. It's going to be so hard to say goodbye, but I'm excited for this chapter ahead. And, Mike, I know you're going to be excellent as our station commander. We are in good hands.
Sergei, Johnny, and Alexei, thank you very much for working together. It was an incredible time for everybody, and especially for me. And we did great work on the station, and I would like to wish you a safety trip to home and soft landing, and thank you for everything. And Michael, let me congratulate you with new commander of ISS and your most experienced astronaut on the ISS. And Sergei, the same words, congratulate you with 600 days on space. And now I'm going to pass microphone to Mike.
And we will give it to Alexeyichka.
Let's go, Shki. Thank you so much, guys. I'm so proud to be part of this space friend, space family on board the ISS, and I'm happy to be with you on during these 8 months. I have not enough words for explaining my feeling, but I hope we continue our friendship together on the ground, and I want to say to Expedition 74, have a good flight, and I will miss you. Thank you all MCCs for support, and I am so proud to be part of this expedition and to be part of ISS mission. Thank you so much.
Well said, Alexei. To my friends and brothers and sisters, we've done some amazing science. We've done a lot of memorable missions. But what I think I'm going to remember most is bond that we shared together. And after having spent 8 months in space, I firmly believe that the greatest quality of an astronaut and a human, not technical competence or loyalty or any of the myriad of other things that we like to ascribe to astronauts, it's love. I've said this before, and I firmly believe that love is the greatest thing an astronaut can have for each other, people that they work with, and for our lovely planet. And I think that's what we accomplished here, is that we always gave each other grace and had so much love for each other, for the ground, everyone that supports us. I think that is what makes space exploration possible and human. And that was only possible because of the people on board. Sergey, thank you for your excellent leadership, for allowing us to live and lead our lives with love. And Mike, I know the crew is in good hands, because after getting to know you over the last 4 months, my brother, not only are you technically competent, have a lot of integrity, but most importantly, you have a lot of love in your heart for other people. We're going to miss you a lot, and we look forward to seeing you back on the ground.
Shall we conclude the event? Okay. Houston, I think that concludes the event.
On behalf of all the ground teams, I just want to say congratulations to Sergey, Alexei, and Johnny on completing your mission. We look forward to seeing you guys back on the ground soon. And congrats to Mike as the new commander. We look forward to seeing all the great work y'all do during Expedition 74. So with that, thank you, Station. We will now resume operational audio communication. All right, Station, great event. Nicely done. Do y'all need anything else, or we will deroute from the gym?
We are all set, thank you, and ready to deroute. Thanks for great event.
All right, thanks, y'all. We'll take the cameras outside.
Station Huntsville for Mike, no response required. This is just a reminder that since the change of command has been completed in the gym, LSG can be deployed at any time before pre-sleep. And if you would, give us a call for confirmation of deployment. Thank you.
Huntsville Station, good afternoon. And I just wanted to say that we copy. We will let you know. And we do appreciate your hospitality in letting us deploy and undeploy the workstation for the change of command. It was a really a nice and meaningful ceremony, and y'all were there with us, so thank you.
We concur, Mike. That looked like an excellent ceremony today, and you wear that crown very well.
Indeed. It was a surprise, but definitely an honor. So we will deploy it definitely before sleep, and we will definitely give you a call. And again, thank you. Huntsville International Space Station, Space to Ground 2 for Alliance's Glove Box.
Huntsville with you on 2.
Just wanted to double, triple, quadruple check that there's no constraints for us to deploy the LSG work volume at this time.
You are go for LSG deployment.
Great, we'll report when it's deployed. Just another excuse to get a chance to talk to some of our favorite people. Thank you.
Copy, and thank you.
Huntsville Station on Space to Ground 2.
Huntsville with you on 2.
Hey, we may have forgotten. We got distracted a little bit, but did want to make sure that you knew that the Life Science Glove Box work volume is deployed and ready for business starting next time we need it.
Hey, we copy that, Mike, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you very much, and so do y'all. Hope y'all do, too. Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Xena and Salavik setup.
Yeah, too.
Hey, Xena, sorry to bug you. Just want to confirm the barcode of the saliva pack you just set up. Is it 1961? We have 161 Juliet in your crew note. Just want to confirm.
Yes, so sorry about that. It is 1961 Juliet.
Okay, no problem. I make typos on the ground, so imagine it's much harder in space. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you for checking. Appreciate it.